that wallet. Don't be so stingy. National Ice Cream Day. I didn't know about it. Coming up on the 13th, Ugly Sweater Day on the 15th. Answer the phone like Buddy the Elf Day on the 18th. The first day of winter, December 21st. Festivus, the holiday for the rest of us on the 23rd. And the 31st, New Year's Eve, where we can finally say so long to 2024. I think 2024 was that bad. I don't know why we want to kiss it goodbye so soon. 7 o'clock on the noggin at WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Receive Kenosha.
Let's check some news first. Here's CBS.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with dangerous wintry weather still sweeping the Great Lakes region, where snow totals are nearing 6 feet. Brad Barber's in northern New York.
My neighbors up the street, they got bogged down, so I went up and I plowed them out.
Correspondent Jared Hill has more on the Great Digout.
The town of Barnes Corners buried in more than 5 feet of snow in just a matter of days. Lake effect snow blowing off the Great Lakes has also blanketed parts of Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. There in the town of Hartford, one person was critically injured when 14 cars and 3 semi-trucks crashed into each other.
Some Republicans are standing by President-elect Trump's pick to lead the Defense Department. Despite a new report, Pete Hegseth was forced to resign from a veterans nonprofit after accusations of alcohol abuse, sexual misconduct, and mismanaging the group's money. Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville.
We had a good meeting. I've known Pete for a while. He's going to be a great secretary of defense.
Hegseth denies those allegations. Lawmakers from both parties critical of President Biden's decision to pardon his son Hunter, sparing him likely prison time for felony gun and tax convictions. Among them, Maine's GOP Senator Susan Collins and Virginia Democrat Mark Warner.
His decision further undermines the public's confidence in our judicial system.
Discipline in terms of the signal it sends to faith in our American system.
The ceasefire in Lebanon appears shaky after Israel launched a wave of airstrikes and Hezbollah lobbed 2 mortars at a disputed border region. Reporter Linda Gradstein has details from Jerusalem.
Hezbollah claimed that it launched the mortars after what it called repeated violations of the ceasefire deal by Israel that took effect last week. A spokesman claimed it was an initial warning over Israeli strikes on Lebanon during the truce. Israel says it will not allow Hezbollah to break the ceasefire with impunity.
Another reason to consider a switch from meat to tofu and legumes.
A study out of Harvard found people who ate the highest ratio of plant-based protein had a 19% lower risk of cardiovascular disease and a 27% lower risk of coronary heart disease. Even eating half plant-based and half animal-based protein provides a significant health benefit.
CBS's Michael George. Kendrick Lamar makes music history.
Woke up looking for the broccoli.
Rapper's new album GNX has soared to number one on the Billboard 200. His song Squabble Up also number one, giving him all top 5 spots in a single week. That puts him in the company of the Beatles, Swift, and Drake. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Rescue teams in Kenosha had to get in the water to help a woman last night. We're working on learning more, but at around 8 last night, a water emergency was reported for a woman in Lake Michigan near 60th Street and 3rd Avenue. Scanner reports had her seen about 1,000 feet offshore. They were able to get her out and into an ambulance. Again, we're trying to find out more about what happened. A major Racine County road is due for an upgrade, with the impact being discussed next week. The state DOT will host a public meeting next week regarding Green Bay Road reconstruction. The work will span from Highway 20 to Highway 11. At the event, people can learn about the new design, the timeline, and bike and pedestrian changes. The meeting will take place at the Mount Pleasant Lutheran Church at 5 next Tuesday. Our Racine County School District is paying out in a lawsuit over open meetings. The Raymond School District has settled a lawsuit by admitting to violating Wisconsin's open meeting laws during a board retreat in 2022. The district acknowledged that they failed to post proper notice of the meeting as required by law. The district, through its insurance company, will pay just over $9,000 to cover the plaintiff's legal expenses and court costs. Racine Unified parents wanting to pick their kids' school can now do so. The RUSD school choice window is now open, giving parents until January 15th to apply for enrollment at alternative schools. If you're not sure about options, families can attend the District Discovery Day this Saturday at Case. There's more at rusd.org/school choice. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Is he ready to play? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers face the Lions Thursday night in Detroit, and perhaps the best offense in the league, Green Bay defensive back Jair Alexander, has been back at practice after missing several games with a knee injury. So is he ready? Matt LaFleur.
When they tell me he's good to go, and obviously the player has a part in that, the confidence to go out there and perform when it all checks out. And I think as coaches, I mean, certainly we're not going to put somebody out there that we don't feel can go out there and get the job done.
College basketball, Wisconsin has moved up to now the 11th ranked team in the nation. Tonight, they host the Michigan Wolverines. NBA, the Bucks in Detroit to take on the Pistons. Bobby Portis on what he thinks about the NBA Cup in-season tournament.
First and foremost, all the games are important, but I think it's a great thing for our league playing against a Detroit Pistons team. Probably haven't had something like this to play for. Going to be a great game. Both teams 3-0.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be warmer today, partly cloudy, 32 our high this afternoon. Tonight, windy temperatures right around 30. Tomorrow, we're climbing to the mid-30s in the morning with falling temperatures in the afternoon. It'll be very windy with some afternoon flurries, much colder by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
All you have to do to know what size I wear is come to Ross with me and my mom. We have our routine, right? We get to Ross. She goes to the first rack, and she starts checking hanger. And it's like the first rack is like little boy pants. I'm like, what are you checking there? There's nothing there for you, ma'am. And she's like, no, you have to check because they hide stuff. And then I'm like literally 2 feet behind her holding all her bags. But then she starts, Vanessa! Vanessa! 1X or 2X? And I'm right here. I'm like, Mom, yeah. Stop yelling. 1X. And every time she looks at me and she goes, no, mijita, I don't think so.
Okay, you need something to do this weekend? I got something for you to do. A lot of fun, too. There's an open house at the Von Schrader Center or Von Schrader Center. I somebody corrected me once, said Von Schrader. And so I didn't dream it. So it must be Von Schrader. But if you know differently, text me and let me know. There's an open house there, the whole building. And Jim Brasier is here. And Missy Eisley Poltraka. Just Missy and Jim are here, and they're talking about the open house. Jim has one section of it. Missy's got the rest of the building. So, and this is an old building. Do you know any history of this building, by the way, Jim?
Oh, yeah. I'll get into that.
Let's talk about it now. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there were buildings there right after the Civil War, but the first occupant was really the Racine Wagon and Carriage Company. They moved in there in the late 1870s, but in 1903... Racine Wagon and Carriage merged with the Satley Manufacturing Company of Springfield, Illinois. They became known as the Racine Satley Building, and many old-timers still refer to that building as the Satley Building. By 1910, however, automobiles began to outpace sales of wagons, and by 1914, the company discontinued the manufacture of wagons. They concentrated then on just retrimming and painting automobiles. By 1916, with all that excess capacity, smaller companies began to move in. So they became the first business incubator in the entire country. And many famous Racine businesses actually started there. Modine, Webster Electric, Dumore, and so many others.
Now, this is the big brick building you see on 16th Street. Just if you're heading toward the lake, it's just after Memorial Drive.
And by the tracks, right by, next to the tracks.
By the tracks, yeah.
Right.
And you'll see, if you can't miss it, it's huge.
No, no, five
and
stories.
It's on the south side of 16th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
when you go in there, it's like a catacomb of businesses.
You can get lost in there.
I have gotten lost in there. It's like a catacomb of businesses that are open all the time. There's right. art museums in there.
Studios.
Art studios.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all types of businesses. Now, during the weekday, is it crowded in there? Does a lot of people come in there?
I don't think so.
No,
there are different businesses in there that function in there on the day on the daily. But all the studios are just open twice a year at the open houses.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, how do they survive if you know Monday through Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so they're only open twice a year during the open house. Okay,
Some are open. Madame D's, for example, is open on Thursdays.
Thursdays from 10 to 2, she's open. Yeah, so she has vintage jewelry, vintage clothing, boutique clothing. Vintage lingerie, even.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, if you're a fan of vintage jewelry, boy, that's a great place
Isn't
to
Madame
visit.
Madame D from the song Love Potion number 9 by the Searches. I thought that don't have to Madame D's.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, I got to dig that up.
Well, Searchers. Didn't the Searchers
I think Madame D's in that song.
Oh, well, we have to ask her about that. Maybe that's her.
Now, Jim, you have a section in there. You have a literal museum, the history of things from Racine, including you got the Nelson sign, right?
Oh, that's one of the things we have
and
there.
It's so big you can't even stand it up. It's on the floor.
No, we tried to, but we were short like a half an inch. So it's laying down.
It's the big Nelson sign that
Dime Store
that was on Main Street, not Main Street,
Washington Avenue, West Racine.
Yeah, it was right on the corner there.
Yeah,
and they you got the neon. How did you get the neon sign?
That was at an auction, believe it or not, and. The auctioneer misrepresented it as saying it came from Kenosha. Of course, I knew better. I knew it was the Nelson Brothers, Nelson Dime Store sign. And I bid on it, not thinking I was going to get it. And I think I got it by $25 above the next guy. And when it was coming here on a flatbed, somebody was actually following it and say, hey, I was bidding on that sign. I just want to see where it was going. So
why would somebody else want the sign?
Oh, there's a lot of sign collectors out there.
What do you do with them?
Well, you just put it in your collection and
All right.
A lot of guys. Well, are really
You have a big space for it.
Oh yeah.
But I can't imagine sticking that in my living room.
No. I would if my wife.
I was just going to say the wives would have something to say about it. Right.
Give us some of the other items you have in your place.
Oh, well, sure. We have a lot of other signs there too. The old Dania Hall sign is there,
and that's the one from State Street. Right?
That's correct. Okay. Right. Yeah. We have a doctor's buggy, an old wooden sleigh made by the Racine Wagon and Carriage Company. Some of the old toy riding horses, which was made by a company called Deluxe Woodcraft. A lot of old Racine political posters, over 100 of those. So stop in and maybe one of your relatives is on the poster. You know, it wouldn't be a wanted poster. It would be a political poster. A lot of old Racine circus signs. Old phonographs were made there at one time back in the 20s. I have a 1932 original pinball machine, which was made inside that building, and it actually works. So have a game if you'd like. An old lollipop making machine.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I thought elves made lollipops. Now I found out there was a machine for it. I thought those little Keebler elves made them in the trees.
Yeah, I know. Sorry to burst your bubble there. Yeah. And then the Severcrop family graciously donated the company archives to us for safekeeping and for display. Severcrop was a company that made engines in Racine, and they also made a lot of things inside Racine Business Center, including bird cages at one time. We have a fanning mill, an actual working fanning mill.
Now, what is that?
Well, that's separated. Every farm had one. You crank the handle, and we put the corn in there, the wheat, and it would separate the wheat from the chaff.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And silage cutters and a lot of items from Western Printing and Gold Metal Folding Furniture Company. A lot of old maps from Racine. Weary luggage was made inside that building, and a heck of a lot more stuff. You just have to stop in and see everything that we have there from Racine's history.
Now, you're going to have a book signing there.
Yes, we're going to have two Racine artists there, writers there. One is Doug Chaussee. He wrote a book called Lost and Found in Racine. It's about two talented brothers and how they aspire to become famous artists. and how Doug eventually ended up with the paintings. And the other, Don, is somebody that we know very well, Carol Gianforte.
I just had her book on. We just talked about her book on the air. I read the book.
She was on last Monday. And you know that book.
Read every page of it.
That's right. Yeah.
I read every page. As a matter of fact, not only did we read the book, we actually went back and traced the routes they talk about in the book all over where she lived and where she used to go. And some of the stuff isn't there anymore. Well, we tried to, and there were gates closed to us. But, yeah, it's a great book. If you grew up in Racine, you're going to want to read Carol's book.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up in Racine, and I still enjoyed it.
Yeah. She'll be there, along with Doug Chaussée, signing and selling her books.
Yeah.
So, stop by and pick up a book and enjoy all the Racine memorabilia.
So when is the open house?
Actually, it's this Saturday from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock. It's only a few days away.
And where do you park? You can park on the street, but where else can you park?
You can park in the parking lot. See? And just ignore the
reserved signs.
Reserved signs.
Yeah, all the parking is open.
Ignore the one that says tow away at the owner's expense. Ignore that.
Yeah.
Right. Ignore you will be fined $500 if you park here. Ignore all that stuff. Yeah, just park there.
Park anywhere.
In just a moment, Missy's going to tell us about the rest of the building because there's so much more than Jim's got a huge spot there. By the way, how often do you open for the public to go in there?
Actually, twice a year, but I give private tours. Whenever somebody wants one, I'm usually there to just welcome them.
Like for bar mitzvahs and birthday parties and stuff like that?
We're having one Friday. A retired teacher's going to be
there. Really?
Yeah.
All right. That's the kind of need. 716, local news, timeless hits, and some Christmas classics, too, right here at WRJN. But first, here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Gladiator 2's lead actor Paul Mescal is riding the wave of the film's success. Mescal's name is now in the mix as the next James Bond. According to Puberty.com, really hoping I'm pronouncing that correctly, Mescal is now the number two favorite actor to play the role after Aaron Taylor Johnson, who you can see in Nosferatu. It's a tough call as Mescal's IMDb rating is higher than Taylor Johnson's, but OMG, Taylor Johnson is way cuter. If there is any music that is synonymous with Christmas, it's the Nutcracker. The ballet with Sugar Plum Fairies and Waltzing Flowers runs from December 13th through the 22nd at the Overture Center in Madison. The show first debuted December 18th, 1892 in St. Petersburg, Russia, and still sells out all over the world 130 years later. Tickets are on sale now and will go fast. They start at just $25. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And you can catch Pete tonight on our sister station at 6 o'clock, WAUK AM 540.
Your one-stop holiday shopping spot is Santa's Boutique. It sets up December 6th inside the Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine. Enjoy hot chocolate, cookies, and find great gifts from vendors like Tastefully Simple, Color Street, Avon, Paparazzi Jewelry, The Pampered Chef, Tupperware, Mary Kay, and more. Santa's Boutique at Fountain Hills Apartments, where you'll find something unique. Shop Friday afternoon, December 6th, 1 to 5 p.m. at Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Racine. Brought to you by Fountain Hills and Compassus Hospice.
Oh no, my phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. For a limited time, trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Only at Verizon. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
This Giving Tuesday, Civic Media invites you to make a difference. Help a neighbor. Volunteer with a local organization. Or support a Wisconsin nonprofit with a donation. Giving back starts right here, in your community. Learn how you can make an impact today. Visit civicmedia.us. Civic Media, proud to support Giving Tuesday in the spirit of giving throughout Wisconsin.
The first day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. X-Golf Kenosha, your winter golfing destination. Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. Stay warm swinging through top courses on their state-of-the-art simulators. After your tee time, relax with great food and drinks. X-Golf Kenosha promises an unforgettable experience. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. We're talking about the big open house coming up this weekend. From 10 to 4 at the Von Schrader Von Schrader's. So we have to find out. Somebody told me it's Von Schrader, and now I'm finding out I'm all full of hogwash. So we have Missy here. We have Jim here. And Missy, we heard about Jim's museum there. Now, you got the rest of the building we're going to talk about. How many floors are in that place?
Yeah, there are four. Well, there are actually five floors, but four that have artist studios that'll be open on
Saturday.
What's
on the other floor?
Dun, dun, dun.
It's like the Twilight Zone where they were in that department store. They couldn't go up to the top floor.
Right.
Because all the dead people were walking around up there. All the people from the past.
It happens.
The mannequins.
Right.
Remember that episode?
Exactly.
You bet. I think it was Inger Stevens. I'm trying to remember who... The model that came to, they were all mannequins up there. She was one of the mannequins that came to life.
Yeah, and she came back late, remember?
Yes, she came back late.
They didn't appreciate that.
That was the floor that nobody was allowed to go to in the department store.
Yeah.
So is that something like that?
It could be. It could be. I can't say for sure. But yeah, you can't go up there.
Is it the Twilight Zone?
You can't go up there, right? Exactly.
So tell us when we go in there. Now, we know what Jim's museum is there, but last time I was in there for the open house last year, I can't believe it was a year ago. There was a ton of stuff to do in there.
Yeah. Well, so here's the scoop. We have two open houses a year. One is the first Saturday in December, which is this coming Saturday, and the other is the last Saturday in April. So we also have a spring open house. We have over 70 artists in the building. I think that close to 40 will have their studios open this Saturday. So it's a great way to get an inside glimpse of what we're all up to, what we're working on, our collections of things. It's just a great, inspiring day. So we have everything from jewelers to painters, potters, collage artists, quilters, photographers, sculptors, fiber artists, printmakers, people that work in mixed media. We have people that make art out of found objects from nature, all the way to somebody, Maureen Fritchin, who uses medical supplies and makes upcycled art out of that. So there is really something to inspire everybody. And then we also have a lot of other spaces that will be open. Draw Joseph's studio is a state-of-the-art figure drawing studio. That's a great don't miss stop. Peter O'Keefe is another author who's on the third floor. He wrote a horror novel, so he'll be selling and signing some of his books. Madame D's, we already chatted about, vintage jewelry and vintage clothing. The Old Book Corner has really great vintage books, classic books, historical books. That's a wonderful don't miss stop. And then there are a couple other studios on the second floor that'll be open. That also Studio 2342 does vintage plus size clothes and some other vintage jewelry and things. And Venture Imports has all fair trade items. They're in Studio 2256.
What's a fair trade item? I've heard that term before.
Yeah, that's where the money goes back. More of the money goes back to the artists that are making it.
Now, you also have manufacturers still in there.
Yes. Yeah, there are some. Jim
there's
probably knows a little bit more about the businesses in there.
Yeah. There's still a few in there. I don't know their names, but sometimes you see them, hauling stuff around, and you can hear the factory type environment there, but I think there's more or less on a different floor. It's not on the second floor that I'm aware of. But sometimes when I'm in my museum, you could actually hear a forklift going above me. And the first time I heard that, I actually hit the floor. I thought it's coming right through. But it's a common occurrence.
Yeah, right.
Now, they still do manufacturing in that building.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do.
And the building's over 150 years old, which is really something. I mean, just the history of the building itself.
And when you walk through the building on the floor, the floors look like they're 150 years old. They're old creaky floors.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, the whole building creaks when you walk, which adds to the charm of the building.
It does. Exactly.
Oh, yes.
The elevator, the ropes are kind of free. afraid. I mean, it's really dull.
They're afraid. Well, they're afraid elevators, right?
The cables are fine.
They
in
were
the
just inspected.
The
so we're
cables
fine.
Are fine. I'm only kidding. Don't worry. But you can take the stairs if you want.
Oh, yeah.
But you can get lost in there very easily.
Yeah, absolutely.
I had to leave a trail of breadcrumbs last time.
Right.
Like Hansel and Gretel trying to find my way back. So what else do we have to look forward to there? Am I missing anything?
Well, they have Shea Bob's is long gone.
Yeah, but I had lunch there once a couple of years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, he passed away a few years back, and they never reopened his little cafe. But there will be somebody there inside the building.
Chit Chat. Yeah, Chit Chat, right. Which is a local Pakistani restaurant. So they'll be serving lunch. Yeah, it's great. They use imported spices and things, and it's just a wonderful. It's great food.
There.
Yeah, you gotta have lunch to keep your strength up because
absolutely.
There's so much to see.
Yeah, yeah. Get there early. They sold out, I think, before noon last year.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So
are they in Shea Bob's old spot?
Yes.
Correct.
Yes,
yep.
They are.
Right? On the second floor.
On the second floor.
That is great.
Floor.
So let's just recap before we wrap up. We want to recap. The tour is the open house is this Saturday, mm-hmm. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. at the Von Schrader building. We still have to determine what that's called. You can't even Google it because they'll just give you the spelling of it. Why did I say Von Schrader? Just somebody I thought you told me that.
Could be. Just say Racine Business Center.
The Racine Business Center
is
right there on 16th Street. It's that brick. Giant brick block.
Yep.
And it's just before Memorial Drive, just after Memorial Drive, and it's on the south side of 16th Street. Plenty of free parking, and just enjoy the day. Take your family there and spend a lot of time because there's so much to walk through and see. And you can poke your nose in any of the cubicles there. Any of the people love when you poke your nose in.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly.
I was surprised to find that they were only open twice a year. I thought they were open all day long, every day.
Nope, just twice a year when the studios are open. So
what are these?
Otherwise, they're working spaces for people mostly. I mean, but we are happy to sell you things on
Saturday.
So the
artists do work
We're
there.
We're happy to rehome mm-hmm. art with you mm-hmm. on Saturday.
But the artists work there all year long.
Correct.
Oh, so people work in the building all year long.
Right.
It's not like, Brigadoon where they wake up every 100 years and...
open to the... Yeah, we're just open to the public twice a year.
Just want
to
make sure we had it right.
Yeah.
All right.
If I could give the address real quick, too, for folks. Either 1405 16th Street or 1515 16th Street. The building is that big, you can come in either of those doors.
Yeah, first it says Von Schrader / Von Schrader on the building. When you go there, you can't miss it.
Yeah.
150 years old, huh?
Yeah. It's older than us.
And when you walk through the creaky floors, just kind of imagine 150 years ago.
Yeah. The history.
People walking through there who never heard of electric. Well, did they have electricity back then? 150 years ago?
No.
They would probably got there on horse and buggy.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what they made there, buggies.
The men were probably wearing black jackets. The women, big, giant dresses.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And just think about what it was like 150 years ago when they were there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They never dreamed about what the world would be like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can feel the history there. It's an amazing building.
Yeah, my house is 110 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So I look for treasure in the walls every time because a ship captain built my house.
Oh, wow.
Like, and I could have swear he hid gold doubloons somewhere in the walls. So
obviously,
when we had one of the old walls torn down, we searched inside any treasure maps.
Nothing, huh? Because you're still working here. So I know you didn't find it.
No, I didn't have any gold
still
doubloons.
Still looking.
Thank you guys for coming in.
Oh,
yeah,
our pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Missy and Jim. All right. Thanks for the history, too, of that.
Sure.
That's really
good.
How about Paul Harvey and the rest of the story now?
Rest of the story. And you're about to hear about two daring young motorcyclists. As children, both were trained to proficiency in swimming, wrestling, boxing. By their teens, there were few sports at which each did not excel. Now these two athletes are in their early 20s. The United States has recently passed one war and may be about to embark on another. In that event, the youngsters want to join the Army to become frontline motorcycle scouts and dispatch riders. First, to prove their prowess and the viability of the motorcycle as a wartime tool, they are going to make an unprecedented coast-to-coast motorcycle journey. Now it's July 4, Sheepshead Bay Racetrack, Brooklyn, New York. The two cyclists fire up their machines and roar off toward the western horizon. In each city and town they pass, the story of their progress makes headlines. Buffalo, New York, Akron, Ohio, South Bend, Indiana, on to Chicago. They plan their journey on an open schedule day to day, take time for side trips, for stopovers as guests of tire and motorcycle distributors. With each westward mile, the going gets rougher. In Colorado, they make the treacherous 2.5-mile Pikes Peak climb. Sudden cloudbursts in the mountains lead to the deep sand and rocky washout trails between Denver and Salt Lake City. There, fatigue becomes an arch enemy, and sometimes the adventurers fall asleep in the saddle, even fall off their machines. 100 miles west of Salt Lake, they're lost in the desert. Their drinking water runs out. A prospector driving a tank wagon rescues them, and they regain their bearings and press onward through Reno, through Sacramento. Now they're on the Lincoln Highway bound for San Francisco. It's September 2nd, 60 days from Brooklyn, New York. The Golden Gate is in sight. They will rest in San Francisco for 3 days and then head south for Los Angeles. Their arrival on the 8th marks the end of a circuitous 5,500-mile odyssey. The press is ready and waiting. The intrepid twosome is interviewed. Both recount the adventure and reaffirm their intention to join the Army as motorcycle scouts. But then it comes out that in a half dozen towns between Chicago and the Rockies, the two rugged adventurers have been arrested. And the charge was wearing clothing of the opposite sex. Volunteering for the United States Army, the cyclists are rejected. This is the rest of the story about two motorcyclists who rode coast to coast to prove their prowess. Hoping to join the Army, the youngsters were subsequently rejected, not because of their en route arrests for wearing clothing of the opposite sex. You see, the two daring motorcyclists, ages 22 and 24, began their unprecedented transcontinental odyssey 80 summers ago, July 4, 1916. And back then, even if you were an able swimmer, an able wrestler, boxer, cyclist, you could not have served in World War I with names like Adeline and Augusta, the Van Buren sisters. And now you know the rest of the story.
Hey, we got another rest of the story coming up with Dan Marcus at 12:05 today. Learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN. Call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. Let's check news in the morning, see what's going on, 7:32, and here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Rescue teams in Kenosha had to get in the water to help a woman last night. We're working on learning more, but at around 8 last night, a water emergency was reported for a woman in Lake Michigan near 60th Street and 3rd Avenue. Scanner reports had her seen about 1,000 feet offshore. They were able to get her out and into an ambulance. Again, we're trying to find out more about what happened. A major Racine County road is due for an upgrade, with the impact being discussed next week. The state DOT will host a public meeting next week regarding Green Bay Road reconstruction. The work will span from Highway 20 to Highway 11. At the event, people can learn about the new design, the timeline, and bike and pedestrian changes. The meeting will take place at the Mount Pleasant Lutheran Church at 5 next Tuesday. Our Racine County School District is paying out in a lawsuit over open meetings. The Raymond School District has settled a lawsuit by admitting to violating Wisconsin's open meeting laws during a board retreat in 2022. The district acknowledged that they failed to post proper notice of the meeting as required by law. The district, through its insurance company, will pay just over $9,000 to cover the plaintiff's legal expenses and court costs. Racine Unified parents wanting to pick their kids' school can now do so. The RUSD school choice window is now open, giving parents until January 15th to apply for enrollment at alternative schools. If you're not sure about options, families can attend the district discovery day this Saturday at Case. There's more at rusd.org/school choice. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
You know, we haven't seen a lot of the traditional holiday surges in cheese. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Katie Burgess, one of the broker analysts with EverAg, says that's because a lot of that holiday purchasing took place earlier in 2024. What about 2025? She says that's a question for the global marketplace.
It does seem right now that we are attractive for exports for early next year. So European cheese prices have been quite high as well. And so it does seem like we'll probably win some export business that way. At the same time, though, New Zealand, it's the peak of their season right now. Normally, they sell a lot of products to China. Chinese dairy demand has been a bit lower this year. And so while we might win market share from Europe, we could be competing with New Zealand. And, you know, early this year, we had those record exports. So hopefully we'll have strong exports next year, but those records could be tough to beat.
Katie Burgess, one of the broker analysts with EverAg. Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese stood still at 160 and a half. 40-pound block cheese was down a half at 163 and three quarters. Well, AA butter did gain a quarter of a cent, 249 and a half per pound. We'll find out what the rest of the markets look like on a Tuesday morning next.
Did you know you can build a water and nutrient superhighway in your soil? You just need the Maximum Acre solution from Sound Agriculture. The easiest way to maximize your crop's access to nutrients all season long. How does it work? First, Source turns your soil into a nutrient factory, activating microbes that supply nitrogen, phosphorus, and micronutrients. Then Blueprint builds the delivery network. It provides a beneficial fungi called AMF, a powerful biological partner that plants rely on for macronutrients, micronutrients, and water. When used with Source, Blueprint expands the crop's reach beyond the roots, helping it access nutrients and water when they're needed most. For the Maximum Acre solution that leads to bigger, healthier, and more productive plants, Source it with Blueprint. Talk to your dealer or visit sound.ag.
Well, a little brighter news on our grain trade, at least for right now. We've got March corn currently trading a penny stronger at 433 and a half. January soybeans are up a nickel at 990 and a quarter. The March wheat is up three at 550 and a quarter. July new crop up three and a quarter at 565. Currently, the December class three milk that goes into cheese is up six at 1857. January up 13, 1835 a hundredweight. Today is Giving Tuesday. The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection reminding anybody that's plan on giving donations, why don't you think about making it a local donation where you know exactly where the monies go? Scams are everywhere. I'm Pam Yonke.
It is going to be warmer today, partly cloudy, 32 our high this afternoon. Tonight, windy temperatures right around 30. Tomorrow, we'll climb to the mid-30s in the morning with falling temperatures in the afternoon. It'll be very windy with some afternoon flurries, much colder by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
I discovered a great store this past holiday season, the Body Shop. Oh, my God. That is the perfect last-minute, thoughtless gift warehouse. You can shop there with your eyes closed. Grapefruit bath gel. Let's see, my mom eats grapefruit, she bathes. Boom. Nice bottle, no need to buy wrapping paper. Total shopping time, 9 seconds. But if you're going to send someone a present, send it Federal Express. Oh my God, they're unbelievable. You call up FedEx, you're like, I have something I want delivered. It's there already? I haven't even put it in the box yet. No, I'm actually looking at it right now. It's on my kitchen table. I'm like, oh my God, it's gone. That was good work. Well, my dad likes the sweater. He's trying it on. It's too big on him. You're going to fly him to Macy's to exchange it? But the receipt is sitting... Oh, thank you.
cried over losing you. See me crying now, but I ain't about to go living my life without you. For every day I made you cry, I'm paying, girl, till the day that I die. I'll keep working my way back to you, babe, with a burning love inside. I'm working my way back to you, babe, and the happiness that died, I let it get away. Hey, isn't it great, babe? I used to love to make you cry. It made me feel like a man inside.
Seasons, working my way back to you. 741 local news, timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics too. We'll have some for you right here at WRJN shortly. Hey, do you ever give boomerang gifts? You know what boomerang gifts are? It's when you give somebody a gift that also benefits you, like a gadget, a dinner, or a trip. Supposedly the majority of people not give their significant others boomerang gifts. Oh, look what I got for you, sweetie. Concert tickets and a dinner. But I don't like that person in concert. Yeah, I thought you would because I like that person. So I thought you'd like that person too. Yeah, what a gift. It's called a boomerang gift. 742 local news, timeless hits.
Now when you're feeling low and a fish won't bite, you need a little bit of soul to put you right. You got a man like you want to. Thank you.
Music Explosion. 744 local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too, at WRJN. Partly sunny today with a high near 32 degrees. Cloudy tonight, lows 26. Right now, it's cloudy and 28 degrees here at Radio Park. Ah, Neil Diamond, Cherry Cherry, right here at WRJN.
Baby loves me, yes, yes, she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me. Up on. You know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. Hey. All right. Ain't got no right, no, no, you don't. All the piece of sight ain't.
Diamond, Cherry Cherry, local news, timeless hits, and some Christmas classics, too. We've got one for you coming up in just a moment. All right. An informal study in the UK found that people who drive BMWs, electric cars, and cars with vanity plates are more likely to be psychopaths. Whoa. How'd you like to find that out this morning, huh?
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
news, timeless hits, and some Christmas classics, too. The Ronettes, I Saw Mama Kissing Santa Claus at WRJN. It's 7:49. How about a feel-good story? You ready for this? A 74-year-old retired Marine from Iowa named John Rickert is in the news after decorating every house on his block this year with Christmas lights. Now, he does it for his wife, who loves Christmas and was diagnosed with Alzheimer's 4 years ago. He said he'd do anything to make her happy. So a bunch of people ended up pitching in to help him with it. And his neighbors are returning the favor by setting up a post office box where you can send Christmas cards for him to read to her this Christmas. Isn't that great? They get teary-eyed when you hear stories like that this time of year. Yeah, I do. It's 7:50 right now. Ah, it doesn't get better than the Beatles.
It's been a
Day's night, 7:52. Local news, timeless hits, now Christmas classics too at WRJN. Hey, you ever wonder why there are mirrors next to elevators? Well, it's not to see how good looking you are or how to fix your hair. The reason they're there is to distract you while you're waiting for the elevator so you don't get too impatient.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time.
to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
local news, timeless hits, now some Christmas classics too at WRJN. Today is the first day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. X-Golf Kenosha, your winter golfing destination. Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. Stay warm, swinging through the top courses on their state-of-the-art simulators. After your tee time, relax with great food and drinks. X-Golf Kenosha promises an unforgettable experience. See, like they yell four? See how that works? Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $40 gift certificate for just $20. That's it. Wait, is that half price? $20, it was $40. Yeah, half price. Today only with the WRJN 12 Days of Christmas. So go to WRJN.com, click on that Big Deals banner for the 12 Days of Christmas discounts, all right? Oh, yeah. Partly sunny today, highs near 32 degrees. Right now, cloudy and 27 degrees here at Radio Park. Here's Wilson Pickett in the Midnight Hour.
I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour. That's when my love comes tumbling down. I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour. When there's no one else around. I'm gonna take you, girl, and hold you. And do all the things I told you.
Hosted by Wolfman Jack on NBC in the Midnight Hour. Remember that show? Or am I dreaming it? No, I think there was a show. I got to look it up. Something about the Midnight Hour. Wolfman Jack, I think, hosted it. Yeah, look that up. Now I don't know if I dreamt it or it's real. Hey, this reads like a list of things that could possibly happen at your next holiday party this month. A Harris poll asked 1,000 Americans to name the top workplace taboos. So things you probably should never do at work or a workplace holiday party. Like getting drunk during work hours, using drugs during work, drinking any amount of alcohol, dating a manager or anyone above you, gossiping about a colleague. Now, even though most people consider those things taboo, plenty of us have done them before. Let me reword that. Plenty of you have done them before. 12% have consumed alcohol on the clock, 5% have gotten drunk, 6% have done drugs, 5% have dated the manager, and 25% admitted to gossiping about a fellow coworker. 25% have admitted to that. I think it's more like 95% have admitted to that. At least 95% should have. It's 8 o'clock now. Here's CBS.
This is CBS.